Hi everyone, welcome back to Logical Bible Study. As always, our goal on this podcast is to really dive into scripture to do a verse-by-verse exegesis. Today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were making a cast in the lake with their net, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they left their nets at once and followed him. Going on from there, he saw another pair of brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in their boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. At once, leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. So what's the context of this passage? Well, Jesus has just started preaching around Galilee. In fact, the verse just prior to this says, "At this time, Jesus began to preach the kingdom of God." So this is right at the beginning of his ministry, and he's in the region of Galilee. So now in verse 18, this could be sometime later, Jesus is walking along the Sea of Galilee, and that's near Capernaum, where Jesus lives. It's a relatively small lake, and Jesus spends a lot of time walking around and preaching there. You can still go there today. You can see the beautiful Sea of Galilee with hills on either side. And he sees Simon and Andrew. They're both professional fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. Now, they're not recreational fishermen. They're not there to de-stress. This is their job, to be fishermen. And it was quite common in that time for people to be in the family business together. And he sees them casting their net into the sea, so probably a large circular net, and they're thrown from a standing position in the shallow water, and they'd gather a whole lot of fish, and then they would make money by selling the fish at the markets. And it says that Jesus saw these two men, and that's probably not an accident. Jesus is the Son of God. He probably knows that he's going to find Simon and Andrew there. Now, Jesus has actually already met Simon and Andrew earlier. In the Gospel of John, Jesus meets Simon and Andrew just before Jesus' own baptism. And that's the time at which he gives the name Peter to Simon. So he's met these guys before, but he hasn't officially called them. Now he calls them. So he says to them, "Follow me." So at that time, Jews would have been familiar with this idea of following a rabbi, because they could choose to follow a rabbi. And there were lots of traveling preachers moving around Israel that people could choose to follow. But what's different here is that usually the student chooses the rabbi, but here the rabbi Jesus comes up to these men and says, "Follow me." And there must be something quite captivating about him, because they immediately drop their nets and they follow him, which is quite significant, because they're leaving behind their entire livelihood. And they're choosing to follow Jesus wherever he goes. They don't really know this man, and they don't know what the future looks like. But still, something about him makes them want to leave behind their old life and follow him. And he says he's going to make them fishers of men. So what that probably means is, currently you're fishing for fish. I'm going to make you fish for something far greater. Something far greater than catching fish. You'll catch people. So what he means by catching people is you'll bring them into the kingdom of God. With your great spiritual nets, you'll gather people into the kingdom of God. So this is the call of Simon and his brother Andrew. Sort of the two innermost disciples, or two of them. Verse 21, Jesus now finds the other two close apostles of Jesus. And they are James and John, the sons of Zebedee. So he goes on a bit further and he sees James and John, who are also fishing on the Sea of Galilee. These two men, the sons of Zebedee, say goodbye to their father as well as their business. This is probably quite a wealthy business, because they have men working with them. And they have to say goodbye to their father. So again, there must be something captivating about Jesus that makes James and John, these wealthy fishermen, drop their nets and follow Jesus. So who are James and John? Because these are quite common names in the New Testament. James, the son of Zebedee, is sometimes called James the Great. And he's not Jesus' brother. It's a different guy. He's later killed in the book of Acts by King Agrippa. We don't hear a whole lot about this particular James because he's killed early on, one of the first Christians to be killed. And his brother John, son of Zebedee, he's a lot more well known. He's usually identified with the beloved disciple who's mentioned in the Gospel of John. And he's the one, John, son of Zebedee, is the one who writes a lot of the New Testament. So he writes the Gospel of John and then the three letters of John, as well as the book of Revelation. So John is very significant in our Christian theology. Probably the youngest apostle, and he appears to be the last apostle to die. So James, don't count Judas, James is the first apostle to die, and his brother John is the last apostle to die. So here we have the call of Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the first four apostles who make up Jesus' inner circle. Some scholars would say that what we've just seen here with the calling of the four fishermen is the first miracle in Matthew's gospel. It seems like a supernatural call and response. The fact that they just drop their nets and follow Jesus is perhaps a miracle in itself. So we have Peter, Andrew, James, and John. And Peter and Andrew have actually met Jesus earlier. Andrew is actually a disciple of John the Baptist. So when Jesus comes down to the River Jordan to be baptized by John, Andrew gets quite interested in Jesus, and he actually introduces Peter to Jesus. And you can see all that in John chapter 1. So Andrew in particular plays a very key role in bringing Peter to Jesus. But now Jesus makes it official by making Peter, Andrew, James, and John the first four official apostles. So that's the end of our text for today. If you want to hear the next part of Matthew, on January 7th, the last part of Matthew chapter 4 is read. So you might like to go back through the podcast archives to find January 7th. Let's now turn to the Catechism to see what it has to teach us from this passage. So if you go to paragraph 878, this is about the hierarchy of the church. It says, "Finally, it belongs to the sacramental nature of ecclesial ministry that it have a personal character. Although Christ's ministers act in communion with one another, they also always act in a personal way. Each one is called personally, 'You follow me,' in order to be a personal witness with the common mission, to bear personal responsibility before him who gives the mission, acting in his person and for other persons. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I absolve you." And then the paragraph goes on. So that paragraph teaches us that just as every single apostle was called individually, as we see here in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus calls each one individually. In a sense, every minister, every priest, every bishop should have an individual call from Jesus. So it's a really interesting paragraph there. I'll include that in the show notes. Bit of a shorter episode today. I hope you learned something new, and we'll continue through the Gospels in the coming days.